Hello, and welcome to TupaCast Episode 3. I am your host, Christopher, and with me is my lovely co-host, Sarah. This week, we have a few emails regarding the brain teaser from our first podcast, which was, if you could live anywhere in the world and the U.S., where would it be? And the first one comes from my friend Gary at theretroist.com, and he said he is going to live in Big Sur, California, which is interesting because that's exactly what Sarah picked.
Yeah, it's a great choice.
And he said it would be Carmel, to be exact. And along the same notes, my mom emailed, and she said if she could live anywhere in the world, she would live in Switzerland. And if she could live anywhere in the U.S., it would be Wyoming. Both good choices, Mother.
Good choices.
Since we're on emails, my mother also commented that in our first podcast, we were talking about the movie The Proposal, and I made a comment that said that they flew to Alaska for the weekend, and that seemed highly improbable that they accomplished all that they did in one weekend, considering the travel time. She said that perhaps they left New York on Thursday and returned to New York on a Monday, which makes more sense. However, in the movie, Sandra Bullock is a extremely business-oriented book editor who doesn't seem to take any time away from work. So I don't know if she doesn't seem the type that would take a four-day weekend. But it's a good observation, Mother. Okay, so this week's brain stretcher is, if you had to take away one color from the rainbow, what color would it be? Sarah.
I'll let you go first on this one.
I would take away purple.
Why purple, Christopher?
Well, if you took away blue, there's a lot of the sky would be a different color, the water would be a different color, which could be interesting if you had a green sky. Some places already have green water. No, wait, I take that back. I wouldn't take away purple. I would take away red.
Why red, Christopher?
Because I remember in school when we did color theory, red was a color that is supposed to not aggravate you, but sort of wake you up. And that's why Kmart was red. It's supposed to inspire people to shop and to increase activity. So it'd be interesting to take away red. It seems to be the most aggressive of the color.
You don't like red, personally?
Red's the devil. No, red's fine, but I don't know. It'd be interesting if there was no red. Your blood would be green. What color would you pick, Sarah?
I'd go with probably yellow.
Why would you pick yellow?
I could live without yellow. All the other colors I really like, but I could do without yellow.
You're a yellow hater?
Yep.
So you don't like Winnie the Pooh?
No, yellow mellow. Mellow yellow.
No Winnie the Pooh?
He's more orangish yellow.
We'll talk about this after the podcast. But then the sun would be like orange or red or something. That'd be weird.
Could be orange.
That would mean all the colors outside would be different, because the yellow from the sun reflects off things.
Yeah.
Be a freaky world, man. Okay, if anybody else would like to share their thoughts on what color they would take out of the rainbow, you can email me at christophertupa@hotmail.com. Today's topic, we are going to talk about something near and dear to Sarah's heart: music.
Music.
And we are going to talk about our top five favorite CD / soundtracks, or top five most memorable, or that kind of affect us the most. So, Sarah, we'll just do one at a time, and you can go first. They don't have to be in any particular order if you don't have them in a top five, you know, like.
No, I don't have mine in a top five.
Okay.
My first one, in no particular order, I think would be Bon Jovi. The Crossroad one from 1994. That's more because it's memorable.
Why is it memorable? Bon Jovi was hot back then.
It's hot back in 1994. No, it's memorable because that Christmas is my parents gave me a full sound system or whatever, and that's the first time.
Sound system, like for your car?
No, for my room.
Like for your lowrider?
Oh, sound system. It had the separate speakers and everything.
Stereo?
It had, yeah, stereo. First
that
big.
Was your first stereo?
No, my first big stereo. I always had like a little CD. No, I've had boom boxes before, but this is like an actual whole setup with separate speakers and all, and CD player and tape deck.
And an 8-track.
No, didn't have an 8-track in it. Anyway, and then my younger brothers went in and together and bought me the Bon Jovi CD. So it was like my first CD to play on that sound system, and I still have it to this day.
Wow.
Yeah, and I still listen to it.
Memories. Is that the one, Pour Some Sugar on Me? Or is that an earlier one?
No, I think that's another one.
That was Bon Jovi, right?
I think so.
No?
No.
That was Def Leppard or something, right? Okay, yeah. Anyway, you can see I'm not the music person. I'm the art person. I am going to go with my number 5 pick, which would be Waylon Jennings' Greatest Hits. And I think you might have this one on yours, Michael Jackson. So I'm going to put them together because I think you might say Michael Jackson.
Yes, I have Michael Jackson.
So I'm going to say Michael Jackson and Waylon Jennings. Those are pretty good. I'll let you cover Michael Jackson. But Waylon Jennings, pretty neat, pretty fun, outlaw country.
Well, what's one of your favorite Waylon songs? Regardless if it's on the Greatest Hit album.
Honestly, don't remember.
You don't know
the name? I used to listen
name?
To it every day for a while, but I forgot them all.
You don't remember any Waylon songs?
No.
Okay. I don't listen to Waylon Jennings. Okay. I know who he is.
But Waylon
Jennings. He's a good singer, but.
Waylon Jennings was one person I wanted to see in concert, but then he died. And so I never got to see him.
Is he the one who sings Whiskey River?
No, that is Willie Nelson.
Oh. Waylon, Willie.
So that's my number 5 is Waylon Jennings' Greatest Hits. What's your next one?
My next one, I guess I'd go with U2, the Joshua Tree album.
I'm not familiar with that.
U2?
Is that their first one?
No.
What's on that one?
Where the Streets Have No Name. Still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, bunch of good ones on that one. Yeah, and I still listen to that. It came out in 1987.
Is that memorable or you just like it?
I just like it, yeah. A lot of good songs.
U2's that one, Bono? Or Bono?
Yeah.
So what's his name? Bono?
Yeah, that's the one.
With the sunglasses?
Yeah, with the sunglasses, yeah.
Never takes off.
But yeah, that came out, I think it was in 87, and you can still listen to it. So I think that makes it a really good album.
That holds up well over
yes,
time.
Yes, it does.
Sounds great. My number 4 is going to be Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion 1 and 2. I'm gonna lump them together because then they come out at the same time.
Guns N' Roses, I think so.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's awesome. Don't You Cry and November Rain. And
is that the one, Welcome to the Jungle? No?
I think that's Appetite for Destruction. I don't know. But it's got a bunch of good ones on there. Guns N' Roses is awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't heard their new one. I heard it stinks, but...
They have a new one?
Chinese Democracy. The only thing I know about it is they also released it on a record, which is pretty neat.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah. But I heard it wasn't any good, but I don't know.
Well, you'll have to get it since you recently got a record player.
Yeah, I did get a record player that converts the records to MP3s. We have a bunch of old records from when we were kids. One of them was Looney Tunes Christmas and Augie Doggie and Daddy Doggie Read Pinocchio. Stuff like that. But I haven't heard them in 20 years because no one has a record player. So I finally got one and it converts them to MP3s.
That's really
so
cool.
So that'd be neat. It's neat to play it. And then we'll also have it on CD and we can share it with our children. So your next pick?
Well, you already talked about it. I guess it'd be Michael Jackson Thriller.
Michael Jackson Thriller. That was his first one?
No.
No. That song with the zombies.
Thriller? Yeah.
The video.
Thriller song. Beat It. Billie Jean. PYT.
What's PYT?
Pretty Young Thing.
I don't know if I've heard that one.
I'm not going to sing it for you.
Boo.
But no. No, that's not his first one.
Michael Jackson's awesome.
Yeah, you can still listen to it. That's another one like U2. Even though it came out way back then, you can still listen to it, and it still sounds really good.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people saying that after he died that they had siblings or family members who were younger kids, and they had never really heard Michael Jackson. And when they listened to him, they were like, who's this? And they listened to it, and they were like, man, this stuff is awesome. And they had no idea that it was Michael Jackson just because they grew up when he wasn't really producing. And so that's pretty neat when you hear, like, you know, a teenager listens to him or a younger kid and they're like, who's this guy? And then it's like, oh, that's awesome. And they find out who it was, you know. Yeah. He had a lot of good stuff.
We also went to, a couple years ago, a sing-along, Alamo Draft House. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's Michael right. We went to a Michael Jackson sing-along at the Alamo Draft House in Austin, where they played his music videos and Captain EO, and then you could sing along.
Yeah, they had the words in text, like at the bottom of the screen, you could sing along.
Yeah, and our friend Trang went, and we wore white. We all wore white gloves. It was awesome.
Got up and danced. Me and Trang did, I think, quite a few songs.
That was good. My next one is going to be the Elvis Greatest Hits. Elvis You Can't Go Wrong With. I've been listening to Elvis for a long time. Mama Tried's especially good. Not Mama Tried. I mean...
Who is that?
That one might be Waylon Jennings.
Oh, my gosh.
What's it...
You're just coming up with names.
No,
here.
It's got Mama. It's That's All Right, Mama. That's Elvis's.
Mama Tried. At least a song about Mama.
Mama Tried is... I think Waylon Jennings, I don't know, but That's All Right, Mama is Elvis. That's a good one.
Has something to do with Mama.
Yeah, that's one of his first ones. One of his first records, I think, was That's All Right, Mama.
Why don't you sing that one?
That's All Right Now, Mama. That's All Right Now, Mama. Any way you do that, that's all right. That's All Right, Mama.
Let's see, with Elvis, I like Hound Dog. Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah.
Love Me Tender.
I like the one that
Blue Suede Shoes.
Stumbling for a ride in the cold November rain.
In the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
I think I know this more than you do.
In the ghetto. Man, I used to know all these songs.
Lost touch with your roots.
I should have listened to these songs before we did this. What's your next one?
I guess it'd be Prince, Purple Rain.
Prince is good.
Prince is really good. Another timeless, yeah. No matter how old it is, you can still listen to it. I just never realized how...
Naughty.
How naughty, I guess you could say, his songs were until we went to another sing-along there at Alamo Draft House. Me and some girlfriends, and yeah, we were singing along to some of these songs, and yeah, they're pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I know, at least for me, when I listened to music growing up, I didn't really... hear the lyrics so much, you know, I didn't really listen to them. It was just sort of the music, the beat, and some of the words. That's a good song, that's fun, and everything. And then as you get older and you hear it again, you're like, dang, that's a naughty song, that's a bad song. What they were saying, you know, like the Elvis song In the Ghetto, when we heard it, it was like, oh, it's In the Ghetto, whatever. But when you listen to it, it's like, oh, wow, that's a really poignant political social message, you know, and when you're a kid, you don't, you know.
I have a story about that too, not really knowing what the songs mean. It was, I guess, George Michael's album, one of them, Faith. Me and my friend Jessica, we went to it was a private church school or whatever, and we were freshmen, sophomores in high school. We were on our way to our basketball game. We had our Walkmans on, had a little tape of George Michael. And yeah, they kind of confiscated it once
they heard your tape.
Not confiscated, but they told us that wasn't a good choice to listen to.
Faith, what was that one about?
Well, it's George Michael. Yeah. Well, it's like Prince. Some of the words were a little... I think that one, I guess it's on that one. I Want Your Sex, that kind of stuff. I don't know, some songs like that, but of course, you know, we didn't realize it, really. So yeah, just listened to the music, didn't really listen to all the words, so good times.
Good times. My next one is a recent album that I picked up called Kid Video. There's a cartoon in the 80s called Kid Video about a band of three kids. And I can't remember, but I think they get sucked through a mirror into a cartoon land, and then they play music, and they're after some...
I don't remember that one.
I don't know if it was on very long. But apparently, I'm not sure, but I think the three kids... were in a real band, or they actually played music. It wasn't like fake. And they released an album in Israel. Anyway, I found it online, and it's got like 12 songs, and they're all awesome.
Did it originate in Israel?
No, I think that's where they released it only. Oh, they only released it in Israel for some reason. I don't know. I don't. That's what it said on the website, and I downloaded it for free.
And Ariana, our 3.5-year-old, loves it. She loves dancing to that.
It's good. It's kind of got the 80s upbeat feel to it, but it's not cheesy. It's really fun. I have two of the songs on my iPod when I work out. Right next to my next pick, which we'll get to.
Oh, Tom Petty. Tom Petty. Yeah. Love Tom Petty. Love anything by Tom Petty. So, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. But I think my...
What if he sang opera? Would you still love it?
He would sing opera. I think my favorite, though, album is Full Moon Fever. And that's actually his first solo album. But a lot of good... Got a lot of good tunes on that one. Like Running Down a Dream. Beautiful Day.
What's a beautiful day?
Zombie Down. Yeah, so love Tom Petty, but I think that's my favorite album by him.
Is that the one where you can pack me up to the gates of hell, but I won't.
That one's on there too. Back down. Won't back down. Yep. Wow, I'm surprised you knew that.
Yeah, me too. No, that's I like that song.
Well, maybe you should listen to more of his stuff. You would like him.
The problem I have with a lot of artists are they'll have like a couple good songs and the rest aren't good.
Tom Petty has a lot of great songs.
Well, maybe. But a lot of them are like, oh yeah, I like that song. And then you listen to the rest of the album and it stinks. So I don't like saying I like so-and-so if I've only heard one of their songs. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I got to listen to them all before I can make that statement.
Well, you should listen to it. It's good.
Okay, my number one pick is the soundtrack to Top Gun.
Yeah.
Awesome soundtrack. A lot of times when I listen to it, I think it would be better fitted to the movie Navy SEALs because it's got a lot of gung-ho kind of playing with the boys, you know, good stuff.
Flying through the danger zone?
Navy SEALs parachute, I think, into the water. That's a good soundtrack. Interesting note, when I was in high school, I used to work out in the house with I didn't have weights, so I used to use encyclopedias, and I listened to the Top Gun soundtrack while I worked out. Pretty good. And actually, I still have.
That's how you got so ripped.
You know, that
when I met you when we were 17, that's how you're so ripped. I didn't realize at the time you were lifting encyclopedias.
Yeah.
Working out to Top Gun.
Hey, that's what brings the chicks in. The A, the A and the M, those are the big ones.
Oh, yeah. Encyclopedias.
Not the X, that one's kind of small.
Wow, well, I guess different
weights for different exercise. You know, you got to heft around different books. Anyway, and then shortly after that, I got a set of weights. I
see you lifting encyclopedias.
Yeah, in the living room with my Top Gun.
Did you have a little Walkman with it on, or you just blasted it through the house?
I just had a little radio. No one was around. I went and worked out in the dining room with my encyclopedias. And then I had to take them back and put them on the bookshelf when I was done.
Wow, that's dedication.
Yeah, but this song, Take My Breath Away. Boom, boom.
You worked out to that one? That's a little slow.
That's how I work out to that one now.
What?
Yeah, this is a cool down song. When you're winding down.
That's not a cardio song, so I guess maybe.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom.